in the name of Jesus. Again he said to them, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The Lord had use of a bones talker, not a bones striker. With his words, he does it. You shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, says the Lord. Davar and Asar. He said it, he did it. And his mouthpiece, the prophet, delivers it with his words, the Lord's words. He who hears you hears me. This is our Lord's words to his messengers, also the apostles and the apostolic ministry. And so in today's gospel, the words of institution for holy absolution and holy ministry are there with wind, breath, words, spirit, all going together from the mouth of Jesus. The Lord says it, he does it, and his mouthpieces deliver it with his words. When his mouthpieces say his words, then those who hear them hear the words of the Lord. He who hears you hears me. This is quoted 5 times in the Confessions of the Holy Ministry. How dare a man talk as if the Lord himself is talking? The only answer that holds is that the Lord has put him there to say his words. The Lord wants his words to be heard. The German of Apology 28 explicates with through their mouths. Apology 7 says, when they give out the words of Christ, when they give out the sacraments, when they give out them out, they do it as Christ's substitute and in his place. Vicae et loco Christi. In the same context we read, they represent the person of Christ on account of the call of the church. They do not represent their own persons. As Christ testifies, he who hears you hears me. In the small catechism, the pastor asks, do you believe my forgiveness is God's forgiveness? Only those dare ask such a question who have heard those words spoken upon them. They are appointed to be read onto the ordinand at his ordination. Article 28 ties it all together nicely. According to the gospel, the power of the keys, the power of the bishops, is a power and mandate of God to preach the gospel, to forgive and retain sins, and to give out and celebrate the sacraments. For Christ sent out the apostles with his mandate. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Receive the Holy Spirit. To those to whom you forgive their sins, to them their sins are forgiven. To any to whom you retain them, they are retained. John 20. So, it's from the Lord. What is by his mandate and institution is sure. Anything reference to us is not. The opposite of anything sure were the disciples on the evening of that day. He said it, he did it. But now he was dead. Dead is dead. And so they thought it was all over. And would they be next? He had told them that they could expect no better than how it went with him. And on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being closed where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, came the Jesus and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. He had indeed done it. The marks of his doing it, he showed them. He had cried, it is finished. It is the same one. He showed them his hands and his side. He was truly born, suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried in order to be a sacrifice not only for original sin but for all other sins and to propitiate the wrath of God. The same Christ also descended into hell, truly rose from the dead on the third day, ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God. AC 3. The sacrifice for sin is all his doing, none of ours, and so is sure. But what he did, his answering for our sins, and so their forgiveness, is ours as it is delivered to us. In order that this delivery be made, the holy ministry was instituted for the means of grace to be going on as an instrument of forgiveness's bestowal. As gift, then, it comes from outside, as word spoken to us, to you, by the Lord, through his mouthpiece, whom he has specifically located there to say them, called and ordained. The mouthpiece does the saying of them. The Lord does the doing of them. If any dry bones live, it is only by his words, which run with his breath, wind, spirit. Jesus' words and spirit run together. They are spirit and they are life. That's Ruach Yahweh, man. Ruach Yahweh. As the Lord has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. The holy ministry, as office of the keys, and pastoral care as holy absolution. With the forgiveness of sins comes eternal life. Easter baptisms are rejoiced in on quasi modo genitai. And 1 Peter is a big help. Now our Lord invites us to his table. When he says, This is my body and this is my blood, we know who is speaking to us. And his words do what they say. He is talking to you, dry bones. He says it, he does it, says the Lord. Blessed, baptized, forgiven, enlivened, embodied, emblooded of the Lord. Blessed quasi modo genitai.